Speaking of DNA, here's a story about how cancer can run in families. Now, the key to treating cancer, as we know successfully, is to catch it as early as possible. And this is particularly true in the case of bowel cancer, where around 8 out of 10 people will survive the cancer if it's caught at an early stage. But sadly, at the moment, we only detect about 1 in 10 cancers this early. Now, we already know from research that having a family history of bowel cancer increases the risk of developing the disease yourself. So, for example, just having one first-degree relative with bowel cancer can double your risk. That's a parent, a sibling or a child. And if they were diagnosed at a young age, say under the age of 45, this increases your chances of developing bowel cancer even more. Well, previous research has suggested that offering colonoscopy screening to people from families with a strong family history of bowel cancer could help to save lives. But it's not really practically possible to screen everyone who's just got a relative who's got bowel cancer. Now, some research from Cancer Research UK-funded scientists at the Institute of Cancer Research in Surrey has shown that a simple test could help to identify people with bowel cancer whose immediate relatives are at the highest risk of developing the disease themselves. Now, the scientists studied DNA in tumour samples taken from nearly 3,000 people with bowel cancer, and they were looking for signs of something called microsatellite instability. This is basically messed up DNA, and it happens when there are faults in the genes that repair DNA, so it's sort of a proxy measure for mistakes in these crucial genes. Now, the researchers found that first-degree relatives of patients whose tumours showed this microsatellite instability were much more likely, up to 20 times more, to develop bowel cancer themselves than the relatives of patients whose tumours didn't show the instability, particularly if the patient themselves developed cancer under the age of 45. Now, overall, this means that the scientists think it would probably be worth screening people from the age of 25 if they come from a family where someone young developed bowel cancer and their cancer had this microsatellite instability. But on the flip side, people related to patients whose tumours don't show this microsatellite instability probably wouldn't need screening from such a young age. So in fact, this will help us to target really stretch screening resources to the people who are at the highest risk. And it will mean that people who aren't at such a high risk won't have to have a nasty colonoscopy.
Yeah, and it's great because you really need to catch that one early, don't you?
Absolutely. It's really a successful treatment if you can catch bowel cancer early.
Fantastic.